consider approval of resolution 2019-25, a resolution requiring the removal of the building and debris at 2517 Ohio Street, owner Mrs. J.H. Morgan. Ms. Reardon.
This is a residential property. It has a single-family residence and a number of accessory structures on it. It has been vacant for some time. I've given you kind of some updated photos that show you that really nothing's been done on this. It is code enforcement's understanding that one or more of the people listed on the assessor's records are deceased, so we didn't anticipate that there would be a response. And matter of fact, the assessor's records show the mailing address being this property, and obviously nobody's living there. Ray Benavides, our building official, did a pretty thorough inspection on this, and what he found was that all the structures are in danger of collapse. What you would see in your packet if we were able to display it is that even the satellite photo of the property shows that the roof on the main structure is really coming apart, which indicates kind of how poor the shape is. But because the roofs on all the structures are coming apart, water is coming into the structures, he's seeing the roofing members are deteriorating. He is concerned that all the roofs are kind of in danger of collapse. He's also noticed that during his inspection, he saw that the foundations, which are older and wood in nature, they're rotting. They're starting to come down, so the foundation's coming apart. He also sees that the exterior weatherproofing, the surfacing that should be on the walls, because of the constant, the long-term exposure to the elements, that's coming off, and so that's allowing more weather, water, et cetera, to get into the structures. So his feeling is that really this has come to the point that it is in an unacceptable condition and it cannot be reasonably brought back into compliance. He recommends that the buildings be torn down. The property itself is not terribly junked up, but the buildings are a huge problem. There is some weeds and some growth and accumulation out there, again, primarily because it's unoccupied and nobody's maintaining it. We sent out the letter in advance of tonight's council. It went to the address of the property. Not surprisingly, we checked with the post office today. It had not been delivered and is likely being returned to my office. When we cannot locate an owner inside the city limits of the city of Carlsbad after a reasonable search, and I know code enforcement has been after this property for some time, they have not been able to locate an owner, then the law allows us to publish the resolution in the newspaper, post it on the property as one last attempt to get a hold of the owner. Under the resolution as we've drafted it tonight, 30 days after the resolution is both posted on the property and published in the newspaper one time, if no action is taken, nobody gets a hold of us, the property isn't cleaned up, then the city can proceed with the demolition and cleanup. Any reasonable cost incurred by the city for that process can be then placed as a lien against the property. Staff's recommendation is that we adopt the resolution.
Questions for Ms. Reardon?